I'm going to ask Ed, and I'm going to ask Edwin to come on up here right now. And as they're coming, I see Jeremy clapping here, who we baptized just several weeks ago. And actually, Edwin works with Jeremy at Volkswagen. And so those of you who are here, which is probably almost everyone or everyone, you know the story of how Ed reached out and was able to bring God's love to Jeremy. And Jeremy reached out and pulled Edwin into our body. And Ed had a chance to share God's love with him. And so, Ed, I'm just going to let you just say a few words, and we're going to baptize our brother Edwin here.
So this is Edwin, and one thing you notice about Edwin when you see him is that he's usually always smiling. That was the first thing that I noticed when Jeremy brought him, and so I guess his life's just perfect. He doesn't have any problems or any complications, right? So obviously that's not true. But I got to know Edwin better, and we started having some phone calls and started talking. And he has actually figured out the key to happiness. And I'll share it with you guys. It's pretty controversial. I don't know if this church is ready for it or not. But he said, "Ed, I pray and I read my Bible." That's it. It's simple. And, you know, when Jesus was getting ready to depart, you know, he said to the disciples, he made the promise that, "My peace I leave with you." And Edwin has been an encouragement to me. And that's a good, great reminder of how simple it is to tap into that peace. All we need to do is pray and get into the Word, and that peace is available to us. Edwin, because of your profession of faith, I baptize you as my brother in Christ, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, Edwin, we're thrilled to be able to celebrate that with you, and it's been great just to even the little time I've had to get to know you, to be able to see your heart and your desire to follow Christ, and I'm grateful to see how He's leading you and what He's going to do in your life, and so. We love you, and we're glad. We're glad for you. Now,